Healing is really what interests us most in Christian Science. It was our need that led us to Christian Science. It may have been what we call a physical healing or some other form of lack. Remember, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Matter is a misstatement of mind," close quote. So every healing appears to be a physical healing. The less we misstate mind, the less of matter and lack we experience. While we speak of physical healing, every case resolves itself into a belief of lack. A belief is not a thing or a condition, not something out there, but simply a hypnotic suggestion here, claiming to be our very own mind. No case is ever healed until we see its unreality, until the condition is seen as just a mesmeric belief. As long as we see it as something really taking place, as long as we fail to see it as wholly a belief, we are helpless and powerless to destroy it. We will master every case when we see it as pure hypnotism. We always have to go back to the great scientific principle which is the foundation of Christian Science, namely, quote, "All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all." Close quote. God is all there is to everything. As the scriptures say, quote, "I am the Lord, and there is none else." Close quote. Quote, "It was the consummate naturalness of truth in the mind of Jesus that made his healings easy and instantaneous." Close quote. Now, the practice of science is concerned only with the correcting of mistakes or errors of belief. It could not be otherwise, since it involves principle. This is just what we do in mathematics. We go to principle. So, in science, we take everything right back to God. We should go to principle in science just as quickly as we do in mathematics. When an error of any kind confronts us, mortal mind always tempts us to ask, why? When we do, then that gives reality to the error. Just pause for a moment and ask why 2 and 2 are 7. You say that is silly. You don't ask that. You know your mathematics. Now, you are students of Christian Science. You know your science, and you practice it. Continue to study and make it your own. The more you make it yours, the less you will talk about delayed healings, protracted cases. Error is a mistake. Error has no reality. It does not exist. Then it has no why. If you are working positively and absolutely from the standpoint of science, then there are fewer and fewer delayed healings. There should be none. Jesus, our great example, and our revered leader, had no delayed healings. They spoke with authority. One said, quote, "The works that I do shall he, you, do also," close quote. And the other says, quote, "No impossible thing do I ask when urging the claims of Christian Science," close quote. She also says, quote, "God will heal the sick through man, whenever man is governed by God," close quote. Yes, you are God-governed. And this realization will be healing to you wherever you are. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Insist vehemently on the great fact which covers the whole ground, that God, Spirit, is all, and that there is none beside him. There is no disease." Close quote. You see, there is no disease. And what is called a disease is illusion. Then you readily see disease cannot appear, reappear, or disappear. There is nothing to heal. Then how can you have a delayed healing? A delayed healing is simply that you have not as yet seen that all is mind and there is no disease. Disease is pure hypnotism. When you accept disease as a separate reality, you really are responsible. You said it. You consented to it. And regardless of what anyone suggested, you did not have to accept it. A slow healing is just another name for a delayed healing. It is a person's declaration that he was a long time getting a clear realization of what is really going on. He has not, as yet, established health. In Rudimental Divine Science we read, quote, "Health is the consciousness of the unreality of pain and disease, or rather, the absolute consciousness of harmony and of nothing else." Close quote. So, when you become absolutely conscious of harmony, and nothing but harmony, you see there is just nothing to heal. Health is omnipresent. The delayed healing is due fundamentally to ignorance and lack of real spiritual consecration. It does not have to be delayed. Malicious mental malpractice with its subtle suggestions has been accepted. Our progress will be slow until we handle animal magnetism. Disease or discord of any nature is only a false belief endeavoring to hinder us in our progress. Our textbook says, quote, "Disease is always induced by a false sense mentally entertained, not destroyed." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Less teaching and good healing is today the acme of well done. A healing that is not guesswork, chronic recovery, ebbing and flowing, but instantaneous cure." Close quote. She adds, quote, "This absolute demonstration of science must be revived." Close quote. You are a law to your own health, to your own prosperity. You are always a law unto yourself. A Christian Scientist can determine just how he will have conditions. Mrs. Eddy says, as the last sentence in Christian Science Practice, quote, "Christian Scientists, be a law to yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you, either when asleep or when awake." Close quote. Healing delayed is suggestion. It is thinking that disease is a thing, not a belief. When you think of error as a lie, and can, with understanding, call it a lie, that relieves it of any personality whatsoever. You must impersonalize the error. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "To impersonalize scientifically the material sense of existence, rather than cling to personality, is the lesson of today." Close quote. You know, you cannot escape health. Don't try anymore. Health is an acknowledged fact. You understand this. It is reported that Mrs. Eddy said, quote, "Disease is a coward that leaves when you are not afraid of it." Close quote. In the 1954 Association address, I gave as a benediction a prayer attributed to Mrs. Eddy. Whether she wrote it or not, it is a lovely thing, and I want you to have it. Father, teach me how to still the clamoring of sense and fill my place as listener, that I may hear thy voice and grow to understand thy word and so become thy messenger. Then teach me how to banish pride and human will, that I may be thy representative, with no false sense of human zeal, that every word may bless and heal when I thy message give. Last year I gave you another quotation attributed to Mrs. Eddy. Quote, "I love to be where God wants me to be. I love to do what God wants me to do, without asking how, when, or why. I have my place in principle. I have my work in principle. I have my reward in principle. And there is no law of mental malpractice that can act through any condition or circumstance to hinder or obstruct the perfect and complete manifestation of God's plan for me here and now." Close quote. We must accept the fact that there is only one mind. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "If God is admitted to be the only mind and life, there ceases to be any opportunity for sin and death." Close quote. Having admitted that there is only one mind, then we must know that that mind is our mind. Again, on page 319 of the textbook, we read, quote, "Divine mind controls man, and man has no mind but God." Close quote. Always keep in mind that mind is not you, but that you are the full reflection of the one mind. Then it is with that mind that you speak always and with authority. As Mrs. Eddy says in Miscellany, quote, "To live so as to keep human consciousness in constant relation with the divine, the spiritual, and the eternal, is to individualize infinite power, and this is Christian Science." Close quote. This individualization of infinite power is your joyous opportunity, and indeed, it is requisite. That's the end of this address.